Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Tawari Mechanachio Muda Oyuman's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we are studying Sefer Mishlei Parak, Peruch of Ches. Let's begin chapter 28, verse 1. Peruch of Ches, Pasuk Aleph. Nasu ve'ein rodeif rasha. Ultimately, the wicked will flee when there is no one chasing them. V'tzadikim kechafir yivtach. But the righteous, the tzaddik, will be secure as a young lion. So even though we see the wicked prospering in this world, Shlomo HaMelech tells us that we have to know and we believe Hashem will carry a retribution and justice against the wicked. They will be so afraid, ultimately, they will run away when no one pursues them. But the righteous will be able to dwell securely, just like a young lion. That's Pasuk Av. Pasuk Gimel, which I want to spend a few minutes talking about. This is very, very interesting. Here we go. Gever rush the oshek dalim. When you have a poor man who oppresses the impoverished, matar socheif ve'ein lechem. He is compared to a torrential rain that leaves no food. Again, gever rush, a poor man, the oshek dalim, who torments the impoverished, matar socheif. He is like a torrential rain ve'ein lechem that leaves no food. Steinzelt k'tuvim. One who tyrannizes the poor without even gaining anything is utterly evil. Persecuting others when one does not stand to benefit is comparable to torrential rain that is unpleasant and causes harm, without even providing the compensatory benefit of sprouting food crops. So someone who is poor himself and who oppresses the impoverished is like a torrential rain that doesn't even leave over any bread. Again, Steinzelt K'tuvim, before I go to my source, one who tyrannizes the poor without even gaining anything is utterly evil. In other words, the tyranny, the abuse, the oppression is for no reason at all. You're not even gaining anything. Persecuting others when one does not stand to benefit is comparable to torrential rain that is unpleasant and causes harm without even providing the compensatory benefit of sprouting food crops. Okay, ready? This reminds me of a Gemara Maseches Erechin, Tesvav Amid Beis, and then I'm going to read you the Gemara with the commentary of Rabbi Victor Miller after. So the Gemara says in Erechin Tesvav Amid Beis, these Dapim of the Gemara, Erechin Tesvav and Tazayin, are discussing the terrible sin of Lashon Hara. Okay. Avmer Reish Lakish said, Ma'i Dichtiv, I'm now in Erechin 15b, Ma'i Dichtiv, what does the Pasuk mean? Im Yisho Hanachash Belo Lachash. If a snake bites because it was not charmed, the Ein Yisroel Lebal Haloshon, then the speaker has no advantage. First of all, this is very interesting because this is a pasuk from Kohelas. Reish Lakish is quoting and expanding upon a pasuk from Kohelas. Of course, who wrote Kohelas? Shlomo HaMelech. The same Shlomo HaMelech who composed Mishlei in his middle age composed Kohelas in his old age. So this is a pasuk from Kohelas. If a snake bites because it was not charmed, then the speaker has no advantage. So the Art School commentary to the Art School Gemara says, simply the verse means if there is present a snake and a snake charmer, who's the speaker, is there as well, but the snake bites someone because the charmer did not attempt to exercise his powers, then there's no advantage to his art. Okay? If the snake bites because it was not charmed, then the speaker, meaning the snake charmer, has no advantage. But Reish Lakish is going to tell us something different about this pasuk from Kohelas. La asid lavo, in the future, continues the Gemara, miskabsos kolachayos uvaos etzel nachash. In the future, la asid lavo, all of the animals will gather together and they will come to the snake. But almost. And they will all say to the snake, listen, snake, ari dores va'ochel. A lion claws at its prey, but it eats the prey. If you ever watched animal documentaries, you will see what it means that a lion claws its prey, but it claws and kills the prey in order to eat. Ze'ev toreif ve'ochel. A wolf tears apart its prey in order to eat it. This is what in La'asud Lavo says, Reish Lakish, all the animals will say to the snake. They'll gather around the snake and they'll say this pasuk from Kohelas, Im yishoch hanachash below lachash, ve'ein yisrael neval halashon. And then they will say to him, and they gather around the snake, listen, a lion claws, but it eats the prey that it killed. A wolf tears apart another animal, but it eats it. Atah, but you snake, mahana yeshach, what benefit do you have from biting and killing people? Omer Lahem, the snake will say to them, you will answer with a pasuk. Ready? Pasuk from Tehillim. Ma Yisrael Nabal HaLashon. What advantage is there for the speaker of Lashon Hara? So when they say to the snake, how could you just bite without any benefit? The snake will say, you think I'm bad? Go look at a person. What benefit does a person have from speaking Lashon Hara? Ma Yisrael Nabal HaLashon. What benefit? What advantage is there for the speaker of Lashon Hara? He who harms others through his Lashon Hara derives no benefit either. That will be the snake's answer. The Maharal comments, the snake and the speaker of Lashon Hara are anomalies in this world. Why? Unlike all other creatures, they will act evilly. They will act wickedly without any personal benefit. This indicates their very essence are evil, and their behavior is an expression of this. So again, this pasuk from Mishlei says as follows. We're in Mishlei Perchav Ches, pasuk Gimel. Gaver rash v'oshek dalim. When a person himself is poor and he torments the impoverished, matar sochev, he's like torrential rain, ve'ein lechem, who doesn't even leave bread. And the Steinzot Ketuvim says, one who tyrannizes the poor without even gaining anything is utterly evil. When one persecutes someone else and he doesn't even benefit, it's like rain that causes harm but doesn't even give us the benefit of sprouting crops. So you could see why this Gemara reminds me, I was reminded of this Gemara by this pasuk in Mishlei, because all the animals will say to the nachash, what benefit do you have, a snake, from biting and hurting people? A lion attacks the wildebeest, but it eats the wildebeest. A wolf tears apart, I don't know, another animal, a deer, but at least it kills and it eats the deer. But snake, mahana yeshach, you torment, you torture, you bother, you inject your venom in others. What benefit do you have? The snake will say, you think I'm bad? Go look at the speaker of Lashon Hara. I now want to quote from Rav Avigdor Miller. This was his Kuntras Torah Avigdor on Parshas Bahar of either this year, 5783, I believe this year, 5783. So the Gemara says, Bahar b'chukosai, the end of Vayikra. No, I think it was Parshas Bahar of last year, 5782. Okay, the Maisa, Torah Avigdor. Rav Avigdor Miller says as follows. The Gemara Maseches Erechin, 15b, which we just learned, says that La'asid Lavo, in the time to come, because Baruch Hu is going to put in a great drama, a pantomime. Who is going to be in the audience? Who's going to come watch the play? Us. All of mankind will be assembled to watch. And who will be the actors? Now we understand, says Rav Avigdor Miller, play might be a waste of time. Sometimes they have to make tzedakah plays, he says, but stam, a play for entertainment, it could be narishkeit. But if it's a performance that's put on by Hashem, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the producer and the director of the drama, and there's a big lesson to be learned, what is the Gemara teaching us? It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring onto the stage all the wild animals, all the animals together on one side, and on the other side, but all by himself will be the snake. And the animals are going to confront the snake. They will fall upon the snake. They will accuse him, you wicked creature. What did you get out of biting people and injecting your venom? Ata maha na yeshlecha, he quotes the Gemara. What benefit do you have from harming others? When we fall upon prey, the animals tell the nachash, at least it was because we were hungry. The wolf was hungry. The lion was hungry. But you didn't do it because you wanted to eat. Any creature that crossed your path, you bit it merely to inject venom, to kill for no purpose. That's pure wickedness. That's what the animals are going to say, that great drama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of mankind, La'asid Lavo in the future, will be watching and listening. And the snake will defend himself. He'll say, why are you attacking me? There's a creature even worse than me. Go after mankind first. And I also thought this was relevant. Not only this pasuk reminds me very much of this teaching from the Gemara with the commentary of Rav Avigdor Miller, but King Shlomo in Mishlei has had a strong focus on the power of words as well. The animals will say, worse than you, the snake, who's worse than you? And the nachash will turn and point to the audience. That's us. And he will say, it's him, the man with the wicked tongue. What benefit does he get by talking about other people and slandering them? At least I have an instinct to protect myself. So when I think someone's an enemy, my instinct is poison them. But what does that man get out of poisoning people just to inject venom for no reason? For some puny little pleasure of shooting off his mouth? So all of you wild animals, says the Nachash, the Ze'ev, the Ari, you should assemble and accuse the real guilty party, the Baal Lashon, the one who speaks Lashon Hara. And now he quotes the Gemara, Ma Yisrael the Baal HaLashon, what benefit is there to a man of bad tongue? He is the very worst creature in the world. It means man is worse than the Nachash. The very worst person is the Baal Lashon Hara. There's someone who's a habitual slanderer. That's what this pantomime is going to demonstrate. And we have to remember who the Nachash is talking about. He's talking about us. So when Shlomo says, Gever Rash V'Oshek Dalim, a poor person who impoverishes, who tortures the impoverished, Matar Sochei V'Ein Lechem, It's like torrential rain that harms the fields and doesn't even leave bread. And like the Steindl's Kluvim says, one who tyrannizes poor without even gaining anything is utterly evil. That's what that reminded me of. And it's a lesson for all of us, not only in the power of speech, but in how we treat other people. And the end of days, when we are called to the heavenly convocation, to the great drama put on by Kodesh Baruch Hu, you'll ask us, did we benefit from our behavior? Not that it means you could steal from someone if you're benefiting, chas v'sham. But at least there's some chachma to what's a benefit. But a person who just tyrannizes for pure evil, a poor person who tortures other poor people and he doesn't even gain anything, he's like the nachash, says the Gemara, who bites without any purpose and without any benefit. Going on with King Shlomo, Pasuk Dalet. So that's the main focus of today's shiur. Pasuk Dalet, let's look at a few more psukim that I highlighted. I actually highlighted many more psukim when I went through them. I'm not going to have time for all of them, but let's do a few more. Pasuk Dalet. Ozvei Torah yehalalu rasha. One who leaves the Torah will praise a wicked person. Vishomei Torah yisgarubam. One who forsakes Torah will praise the wicked. He's so not through the lens of Torah, he thinks the wicked are honorable people. However, Vishomei Torah, Pasuk Dalet, but those who guard the Torah, Yisgarubam, will provoke and struggle against the wicked. Pasuk Hey, and in other words, the guarders of Torah will understand that the wicked are wicked, but someone who leaves Torah will think that the wicked are righteous and praise them. Pasuk Hey, Anshei Ra Lo Yavinu Mishpa, men of wickedness will not understand justice. Umevakshei Hashem Yavinu Kol, but those who seek out God will understand everything. Tov Rash Holech Betumo, better is a poor person, Pasuk Vav, who goes in his honesty and purity, may ikesh derachim vehu ashir, than one of crooked ways who is wealthy. Pasuk Zayin, no tzer Torah bein mevin, one who safeguards the Torah is an understanding son, v'roa zolalim yachilim aviv, and one who accompanies the gluttons, the guzzlers and the gluttons, is an embarrassment to his father. Pasuk Tes, Meisir azno mishmoa Torah, gam tefila sotoi. Listen to this. Someone who removes his ear from hearing Torah, even his prayers are an abomination. If a person is not involved in some aspect of Torah learning in his life, even his prayers are an abomination before God. Very powerful, very frightening. Perhaps the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Perek Av Mishnah Beis, the Shimon HaTzadik was from the remainder of the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, who used to teach al shlosha dvarim ha'olam ha'meid ala Torah v'al voda v'gulas chosar adam. Torah holds up the world. Rabbi Akiva's students died. Yavama 62b, it says, Vahayaha olam shamim. Without Torah, the world's absolutely desolate. So Torah is the first pillar that holds up the world. Torah, avodah, gmidas chasadim. Comes in a specific order of purpose. You need Torah. If you have Torah, your avodah, your service, your avodah shabalev, your prayer will be meaningful. And then gmidas chasadim, you will want to be engaged in acts of gmidas chasadim. But here, says Shlomo, one who removes his ear from hearing Torah, even his prayers become an abomination before God. Very scary. Pasuk Yud. We have to make sure we continue to carve out time for Torah. At least something every day to connect to God. And then our prayers will be more meaningful. And then we will want to be involved in acts of gmidas chasadim. Pasuk Yud, verse 10. Mashke Yisharim B'Derech Ra B'Shechuso Hu Yipal. He who misleads the upright in the wicked path, ultimately he will fall into his own pit. U'Temimim Yenachu Tov. But the righteous, the pure, will always inherit goodness. They will not fall into the pit the wicked dug. Rather, the wicked will fall into the pit he dug. Pasuk Yud Beis. Ba'alot Tzadikim Rabba Tiferes. With the praise, with the exaltation of the righteous, splendor is great. And when the wicked rise up, everybody hides. You can't even find a person. So when the righteous are praised in society, it is a great glory to the society and a community. But when the wicked have a rise and when the wicked are on the uptick, then people start hiding. You can't find people because they want to stay far, far away from the wicked. Pasuk Gid Gimel, Mechasa Pisha'av Lo Yatzliach. Someone who covers up his sins, someone who pretends to be righteous when he's a sinner. He's not a chuzer b'teshuvah. He deludes himself into thinking he's righteous. He doesn't want to own up to his sins. He thinks he's deluding God to think he is righteous. Mechasa pisha'av lo yatzliach. Someone who covers up his sin will never be successful. The path to success is being self-aware, recognizing the errors of our past, making amends between ourselves, men, and God, and becoming a better person. And we can only do that if we're intellectually and honestly self-aware. Umode v'ozev yiruchamer. And Pasuk Gid Gimel. And he who confesses his sins and forsakes them will ultimately find mercy. Yadalar, Ashrei Adam Efachei Tamid. Fortunate is the person who is Yiras Hashem, who reveres heavens, who is afraid of sin. Umaksha Libo Yipol Birab. Someone who hardens his heart, he will fall in his wickedness. Pasuk Tezvav, Arino Haim Vidov Shokek, Moshal Rasha Al Amdal. A wicked governor who lords over an impoverished people is like a roaring lion and a growling bear. Ari Noheim, a roaring lion. Vidov Shokek, a growling bear. Moshe Rasha Al Amdal is like a wicked ruler over an impoverished people. Pasuk Yirches, Holech Tamim Yivashaya, V'ne'ekash Drachim Derachayim Yipol Ba'achas. He who walks honestly will be saved from ill will and adversity. He who is crooked will fall all at once. Pasuk Yotas, I have to finish up here. Over Admaso Isbalachem, one who works the fields, one who is industrious and hardworking, will be satiated with bread. That's another theme of Shlomo, staying away from laziness. Meradif Reikim Yisparish. Someone who works with hard work, who goes out to the fields, he'll be satiated. But he who pursues vanities will be filled of poverty. I guess we'll just do, running out of time here, we'll do the last two psukim. Pasuk of Zion. No sein l'rash ein machzor. Someone who gives to the poor will never be lacking. Someone who gives charity, gives food, gives clothing, gives kindness, gives love to the poor will never be lacking. Umalim einav rav me'eras. But someone who hides his eyes, many curses will befall him. Last pasuk of the parak, Bekum Rishayim Yisaser Adam. When the righteous rise, a man goes to hide. Uve Avdam Yirbut Tzadikim. And when the righteous are destroyed, when the righteous are eradicated. No, what am I saying? Uve Avdam. When the wicked are eradicated, Yirbut Tzadikim, the righteous will be many. I wish everybody a wonderful day. Be'ezer Hashem, we will continue our learning tomorrow. Thank you so much to all for learning with me. Kol tov.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zecher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rachel Rachel, Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have a liur in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.